Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P. Earlier today, we had Illinois standout defensive lineman Joe Fotu on the show. If you missed that, you guys know you can check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and its bio at collegetopro.com. And that's what you'll be able to do with our next guest, Maurice Harris, the wide receiver from Cal, who's kind enough to join us as he prepares and embarks on this next journey with his collegiate career wrapping up. Maurice, we appreciate you taking your time. Can you believe your time as a Cal Bear is kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for that next level?
Yeah, you know, it went by, you know, pretty fast and everything, but, you know, I had a great experience at Cal, and I loved it.
And, you know, I'm looking at your bio earlier, and I'm seeing all your cousins. I mean, it seems like you have, five or six cousins with NFL experience. I mean, the big headliner, Keenan Allen for the Chargers. I mean, what is in your family's DNA that you guys are just able to create such special athletes?
You know, we've been playing ball since we were probably 5 or 6 years old, you know, started playing football then and just, you know, continued from there. So, you know, it's kind of something that we've been doing for a long time.
And obviously doing it at a high level. Pop Warner days, I mean, are you that kid, you know, if you give Maurice Harris the football, I mean, it's basically 6 points.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that, you know, this past season I had a pretty good season, senior season, you know, scored a few touchdowns and stuff to help the team out, help us win.
Nice, nice. And like I said, career highs, I mean, 40 catches, almost 600 yards, 6 touchdowns. And so obviously I think we've been able to lay the foundation that at an early age you kind of were a step ahead of the other kids at your level, and I think you've carried that off even at the Pac-12 level. But, I mean, how do you kind of find yourself playing receiver? I mean, when do you kind of – you probably played a little DB in other positions as well. But, I mean, how did you know that this was going to be the position that gets you the farthest?
You know, yeah, I kind of started out playing, you know, different positions. Once I got – at high school, I was a quarterback for a couple of years. And then once I started, you know, figuring out, like, what I wanted to play, I just felt receiver was – you know, I feel like I could be more successful at receiver and – long term, and you know, it was a lot of fun to have the ball, you know, in your hands and scoring touchdowns and stuff like that. So I thought that was best for me.
Nice. And I'm curious as well. I mean, you know, playing at Cal, big time program like it is, I mean, what drew you to be a Cal Bear, and what other schools were, you know, wanting you as a student athlete coming out of high school?
You know, it was just, you know, just a combination of the athletics and academics. You know, it's a great academic school, one of the best. I knew that would be, you know, that would be a good thing for me, you know, to get my degree from Cal, and also, you know, the athletics with Coach Tefford and those guys and everything. So I thought, you know, Cal would be the best thing for me. And the other schools that recruited me, like Clemson, Duke, UNC, schools like that closer to my home.
Yeah. And for you, I mean, like I said, I mean, you've grown each year, and I think that's an important thing for any kid at the collegiate level is you've gotten better. The more experience, the more time you've had on the field, you've capitalized on, you haven't regressed, you've gotten better, and I think you're just kind of tapping into what you can do as you progress to this next level. I mean, when does it sink into you personally? I mean, you know as well, and especially playing alongside Jared Goff and seeing the attention that he's gotten, but for you on your level, I mean, when does it sink in that the NFL could be at the end of the road? I mean, you know, everybody wants this opportunity, but, I mean, are the coaches saying, hey, keep doing what you're doing? Are you just, you know, how do you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that plays into it. You know, it's always been a dream of mine to play in the NFL. And, you know, lately, the past couple of years, you know, I've been feeling pretty strong about myself being able to play at that level. So, yeah, it's just, you know, just a combination of, you know, knowing my talent and coaches letting me know, you know, that I could play at that level and everything like that.
Yeah, definitely. Once again, Maurice Harris, the standout Cal receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety and you'd like to listen to it or download it, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his bio page at collegetopro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. I always ask these guys, I mean, breaking down what you do on the field, I mean, at that receiver position, if you're in the film room watching tape with some scouts, what do you think they're going to see on film that they're going to fall in love with that you bring to the, you know, the wide receiver position?
Just overall, I think, you know, just my hard work and effort. You know, I might not be as talented as every, you know, the top receivers in the class or whatever, but they put on the film, they can see that I can play and I can make plays and that I won't stop until the whistle is blown. So, I think they for sure see that.
Nice. What's your favorite route?
My favorite route? Ah, that's kind of hard. I guess I'll say the deep post route.
Deep post. Any particular reason why, or just know it probably leads to big things?
Yeah, I mean, you end up getting a big play and a touchdown out of that. So.
Yeah. Man, there's nothing wrong with a big play and a touchdown. It usually goes over well with teams and fans and coaches when you're making those types of plays. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, this is your chance to say, hey, you may not see this on film. Maybe the offense you ran at Cal didn't allow you to showcase certain things. Could be your leadership qualities, game film studies. I guess, what do you need to tell scouts out there if they're listening that I'm Maurice Harris, you won't see this on film, but I can definitely deliver this?
I think it would be, you know, just that I'm a great teammate. You know, I'm a team player, team first, and you know that's been big for me. You know, whatever I can do to help the team win, that's what I'll do. So, you know, I'll sacrifice myself. I think that definitely would be something that stands out.
Nice. And for you, I mean, what may be the game that scouts should look at, I guess, and, you know, that one game that kind of stands out, if they're going to watch that one game that solidify you as the prospect they want. Does any game come to mind? Or it could be more than one.
I would say if you had to pick one, they could watch the Oregon State film. We played Oregon State at home. I had a really good game that night, so I think that would be a good film for them to watch.
Awesome. Very nice. Like I said, I'll have to try to find out the highlights of I'm fine watching myself. Playing with Jared Goff, obviously, I mean, a lot of attention. I think that benefits you because so many eyes are him and where he delivers the ball, it's going to be going to you. So I think, you know, that goes hand in hand. What was it like playing with him?
It was great. You know, Jared, he's a great person, great teammate. He's very good, you know. He's a great leader. He's just, you know, everything you need in a quarterback. And he'll do great at the next level. He's, you know, we had a lot of fun together, and you know, we won a few games together too.
Yeah, and I'm sure it is a little bit surreal. And in terms of you guys already had your pro day, correct?
Yes, we did. This past Friday.
Nice. And how'd that go for you?
Oh, it went well. I felt like I did a really good job, and you know, all my teammates, all of us, we did good. So it was a good day.
Nice. And I'm curious, just because I see so many variables when, you know, when you're trying to confirm heights and weights, etc. I mean, what did you measure in at, or what's the last thing you did measure in at in terms of, you know your height and weight?
I measured in at 6'2" and some change, and 199 pounds.
Yeah, that's fantastic size. Yeah, fantastic size. And you know the pretty happy with your 40?
Yeah, I was pretty satisfied. You know, I got in the 4.5 range, so you know, that's what I expected to run.
Yeah. No, that's fabulous. You know, and Maurice, I really do believe this. I've been doing this a long time, and you know, a lot of times the guys that run really the fastest, just the guys that just blaze, they really don't turn into great football players. I mean, it's just, they're just very fast, but I think there's a difference between putting it all together. I mean, how about just the craft of the receiver? I know we talked about it, but you know, your route running, your hands, I mean, just kind of really delve into, you know, what we're going to look at when we see you. I mean, what stands out?
The thing that stands out to me, I guess, is a receiver overall. You know, I feel like I have great hands, you know, securing the ball. You can put it, you know, anywhere in my radius, and I believe I'll catch it. You know, I feel like I run pretty good routes. Yeah, but for me, my thing is, you know, if you throw the ball in the area, I'm going to come down with it. I always felt that way. So, yeah, I feel like I'm a, you know, pretty solid possession receiver. So that's my deal.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Maurice Harris, the Cal standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as he prepares for the next level. Again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and collegeofpro.com for everything you need to know about this young man. It's a cliche question, but I ask all the guys, regardless of the positions, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody to the next level, or is there anyone at that next level that you try to pattern yourself after that plays receiver?
I kind of like how Larry Fitzgerald plays. I've always been watching him and, you know, his physicality and the way he, you know, he catches the ball. He's just an overall player. I think he's a great player, and I kind of try to model my game after him.
Nice, nice. And I'm curious on this one as well. I mean, anything ever been said to you by maybe a coach or a teammate that's kind of something heartfelt, something positive that, you know, you kind of tucked away in your heart that you kind of helps you motivate and grind?
Yeah, my me and my teammate always kind of mess around. My Cal teammate Trevor Davis, he always tells me, man, I want to be able to, you know, play like you. Kind of joking around, but I know that deep down we kind of, you know, he means that. He's like, oh man, I wish I could, you know, make that catch. Or and I'll tell him the same thing. You know, I always tell him I wish I had speed like you or stuff like that. But yeah, that means a lot to me.
Nice. Who's your biggest critic?
Probably myself. You know, I'm always hard on myself when it comes to, you know, making a mistake and correcting it. So I think, you know, that's a good thing. I'm trying to be hard on myself to make sure I'm always doing the right thing.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's funny, Maurice, a lot of times I get mom usually kind of wins when I ask that question. I don't know why, but a lot of guys come back with mom being the guy or the person who's the biggest critic, but it kind of shocks most people when we're listening. Once again, Maurice Harris here on the C2P talking NFL draft. I can't believe we're almost out of time, but before we let you go, we'd like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. Now, if you had to make some extra money besides playing in the NFL, are we more likely to see you as a lead singer of a popular boy band, or would we be more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
Oh, I think I have to take the modeling. Yeah, I think that'll fix the cake.
I'm glad you said that because we ask that question every show, and receivers, hands down, 100 times out of 100 times will always say male model. And when one of them doesn't, it always kind of freaks me out. I'm like, wow, he's against the grain, so who knows how he's going to be. I'm telling you. Every receiver you know, have them call the show. And you can bet your life they're going to go male model. And then the final question, and this always has a different answer. We have sometimes the same answer, but a wide variety of different ones. Female celebrities, Maurice, if you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh, man, that's tough. I think I'll have to say Rihanna.
There you go. Yeah. Just so you know, she was last year's title winner. We always tally up the names, and before the draft, we announce the winner. She dethroned Beyonce on her run of titles, but I think Beyonce's kind of come back strong in 2016. But you can never go wrong with the Rihanna. Yeah, but like I said, both beautiful and talented women as well. But like I said, yeah, Rihanna, a familiar name of the show. And again, man, I appreciate you sharing your day with us. I'm excited to find out where you land. I'm sure you're excited. April 30th is right around the corner. But stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All right, thank you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Maurice Harris, the standout Cal receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P Talking Draft. And you know, I think he touched base on some of the qualities he really does, you know, translate as the possession thing. And you know, from just highlighting what I've been able to pick up, I really do think he attacks the ball. I mean, he's a guy that's going to be able to high point it, and if you put it in that area, I mean, he's going to win that one-on-one battle with most DBs to, you know, bringing the ball. And that goes back to having the secure hands that he does possess. And like I said, he's grown every single year that he's been at Cal. And I really think sometimes people derive from understanding how important that is the more reps you get, you build on those reps. So, I mean, you just imagine he gets, you know, to this next phase, you know, and he gets his reps, the guy can develop into a dependable target at that next level. So if you want more Maurice Harris, you guys know the drill, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. We'll be blasting out this post on Twitter shortly. But until then, we always appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.